Radio Prague News.
Interior Minister Jan Kubica has dismissed his fourth deputy since taking office last week. The Constitutional Court has overturned a government reform to building savings, and President Klaus has begun a two-day visit to the Balkan state of Montenegro. Interior Minister Jan Kubica has dismissed another deputy, the fourth since he took office last week. The ministry told the Czech press agency on Wednesday that the deputy minister for public administration, legislation and archiving, František Vávera, had agreed to leave his post at the end of April. On Tuesday, the deputies for security and finances were sacked for poor performance. Deputy Minister for Strategy and Program Management, Michal Moroz, has also resigned. Mr. Kubica initially said there would not be a major personnel shakedown upon his taking office. The only remaining deputy from former Interior Minister Radek Jon's team is now Viktor Čech, who handles internal relations and is the police ombudsman. The Constitutional Court has overturned a government reform to building savings, satisfying a complaint raised by the opposition Social Democrats. A special 50% tax rate on deposits from state support was cancelled effective immediately. The court ruled that the rest of the law would remain valid until the end of the year. In addition to the introduction of the tax, the legislation, in force since the beginning of this year, decreases state contributions to building savings from 15% to 10% on the amount saved. The court found the law unconstitutional in that it retroactively affects contracts signed under the previous conditions. The delay in the enforcement of the law will allow the government time to bring the reform into line with the court's recommendations. President Václav Klaus came out strongly against the verdict on Wednesday, accusing the court of involving itself in politics and itself acting unconstitutionally. Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek said the decision will increase the state budget deficit by roughly 6 billion crowns. President Klaus has begun a two-day visit to the Balkan state of Montenegro, where he will be holding talks with the country's president, prime minister, and other politicians. The trip is intended primarily to strengthen trade, and Mr. Klaus is being accompanied by some two dozen Czech entrepreneurs for a business forum. Following discussions, the two presidents will sign a treaty on economic and industrial cooperation. After leaving Podgorica, Mr. Klaus will move on to the city of Cetinje and to the port of Kotor. Czech's trust in the coalition government has further eroded, according to a new poll by the CVVM agency. The survey suggests that only 21% of people have confidence in the government and only 7% are satisfied with the current political situation in the country. Some 72% of respondents said they were not satisfied with the current political situation. The results are a sharp distinction from 1 year ago, at which time nearly three-fourths of Czechs avowed confidence in the caretaker government of Jan Fischer. The office of the president remained the most popular constitutional institution, trusted by 68% of respondents. Construction workers building the D8 motorway near the central Bohemian town of Litoměřice have unearthed a large quantity of unexploded munitions from the Second World War. According to local police, a bulldozer working about 15 meters away from the road unexpectedly excavated about 200 machine gun bullets, as well as a number of 75-millimeter mortar shells. Police pyrotechnics decided a part of the munitions will have to be destroyed on site. Now turning briefly to the weather, the coming days are expected to be cloudy with scattered showers and daytime temperatures of around 18 degrees Celsius. My name is Christian Falvey, and that's the end of the news.